This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. If you are planning your next vacation and you're about to lug that thing through the airport, and as I always say, not your kid, I'm talking about your stroller, don't do it. Just don't do it, man. This is a calm ad read. Just listen. Listen for me. I know. I got three little ones. Three kids and strollers, okay? I deal with a lot. You know what I don't deal with? Lugging my strollers down to Walt Disney World or down to the Orlando area. You know what I do? I rent them each and every time from Kingdom Strollers. They drop them off. We use them. We put them back where they belong. They come and pick them up. It's so easy. It's so simple. The price is great. I know a lot of our listeners have been commenting saying they're using them now also for cribs and for other rental things like that, for pack and plays and those kind of things. They have a lot of great options beyond just the strollers. I use them for the strollers. Again, kingdomstrollers.com. I've said it before. The strollers are top notch. My wife bought the stroller that we used during that, not the one we used. We didn't buy one of their strollers, but we bought the same brand and the same exact one because we loved this stroller, and you can find those all right now, kingdomstrollers.com. And again, thanks to them for supporting WDW Today, and let them know you heard about it right here, kingdomstrollers.com. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, December 14th, and this is episode 1543. Is that right, Will?
That's right,
of Logan. Of WDW Today. Early Christmas, Merry Christmas. I'm Logan Seculo.
Early Christmas, Merry Christmas. Is that a holiday where you come from?
Early Christmas, Merry Christmas now.
Do you get, I said, where you come from? Is that a thing?
Where I come from is
cornbread and chicken.
All right. I'm Logan.
I'm Will.
And I'm Terry.
As always. And we are back with another edition of WDW Today. We're going to change things up. Look, it's been about a year since you first started hearing our voices. So early December was the announcement that we were going to be taking over the show of last year. And you started to kind of get introduced to us, for better or for worse. For richer or poorer.
Sickness and health.
The downloads say you guys have all really stayed. I'm sure some people have left. We've had a lot of new listeners actually come on board. And we're excited for the future of WDW Today. I first want to say thank you to everyone who has kept listening and has sent in listener questions and been involved and followed us on Twitter and Facebook and done everything. And part of our Facebook groups, come to meetups, come to DLP Fest. Thank you guys all for being part of it. But today, I thought we'd...
Wait, are we airing grievances?
No, not today. What I wanted to talk about today, though, which is kind of in the same tone, is look, we came into this as pretty big Disney fans. Like I said, I got married there. I was a hardcore fan. Terry's a DVC member. Will, a step below, but good comedic timing. Oh,
I'm a step below. Are you saying I'm not as important as you?
You weren't as passionate about Disney beforehand.
I know, but I'm the counterweight.
Yes, I know. That's what I just said.
Yeah, you called me a step below.
Okay, step below on fandom.
Fair enough.
But there's always something, and questions come in. And I'll do a couple uh-huhs, kind of breeze through.
Uh-huh.
You may not hear me answer it. Because there's always a few things that, look, Walt Disney World is a big place. There are things we've never done. And I think it's time for our first edition of WDW Today Confessions.
Confession.
I know. Right, if this was early in the year,
we would have
had a jingle. Great. And I think there should be three sections of confessions. We'll do one today. Maybe we'll do a few. There should be things I've never done. Which you've kind of like, you know, they say like the 100 movies you say you have seen, like people say they say The Godfather, but they've never seen it. I feel like it's kind of like that.
I've seen The Godfather.
Well, I have too, but have you, Terry?
Yes, in The Godfather.
Casablanca? It's in that vein.
Have you seen Frozen?
Yes.
Have you seen Frozen, the Lego holiday special that aired last night?
I did not.
It was pretty good.
The commercials looked good.
Yeah, and Armand, I believe, worked on that. We talked about that earlier this year. But what was it? Things we've never done.
Never done. Yeah, that's the first one you said.
Yeah. Things we secretly love and things we secretly hate about Walt Disney World or at Walt Disney World or anything like that. Should we cover all three today or should we just do one?
See, I kind of think we should do all three because...
Why don't we start with one and we'll see what time it is.
Okay.
All right. So let's start with things I've never done. So it's confession time. Things you've never done that maybe you're embarrassed to say you've never done or never did at Walt Disney World.
Or haven't done in such a long time that it doesn't
count.
No, never.
You've never done it.
Like, I did Horizons, but I don't really remember it. And I think everyone knows that because it just wasn't in my time frame of going to the parks. But I did it. I did the original version of Journey to Imagination, but it's been 20 years. I don't really have a crystal clear recollection. I think things you've never done. It doesn't have to be just in the parks, the resorts, whatever. But well, things that are kind of assumed
I'll start.
As Disney super fans and as Disney travel experts that we should have done.
And I might have done this as a child, but I have literally no record.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, don't preface it with that. Just say you've never done it.
I'll allow it.
And it's probably the biggest travesty in Disney. We're off-season people, so it's normally colder when we go to Disney. But I've never done in any recollection of memory Splash Mountain.
Wow. See, that
never
is...
Never ridden the ride Splash Mountain.
Never.
That is a huge... confession.
Yeah, that's. I think we're
done.
Start big.
I think we're done. Terry. Yeah. We should have waited.
Okay, guys. Well, that was WDW today, and we're
talk
retired.
To you next
we're
week.
Not going to ever coming back because Terry's never done arguably the best attraction at the Magic Kingdom. My son has done it. My 4-year-old son has done the Splash Mountain. You have not. Just you don't want to get wet. It is closed for those usually that time period in the beginning of the year.
A lot of the time of the year, we go. It's closed, and then a lot of the time.
See,
we'll only go to Magic Kingdom on like extra magic hours.
Yeah.
And then who wants to ride Splash Mountain at 11 o'clock at night?
I mean, yeah, I would.
I do. I've done it before.
It's most, you wouldn't know, but a lot degrees. Of it's inside.
Yeah.
Also, you don't get that wet.
Yeah, well, it depends. You can get pretty wet.
You
depends
can.
I got soaked last time on Pirates.
I thought you were going to say, I got soaked last time on Splash Mountain. I'd be like, you're done here.
This is certainly one of those sensitive spots because I feel like when we were there last time a month ago, I was like, hey, we should do Splash. And you're like, eh, that's only something you want to do every so often. And I feel like it means it's something you never want to do. So, look, I
in the summer.
I accept it. And that's a pretty big one.
I felt bad about mine, but not now.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, I didn't do Splash Mountain until about 10 years ago because I was scared of it as a kid. And then there's probably a decent amount of period I kind of feel the same boat where I didn't go to the parks much and want to get soaking wet. So after my fear was gone, I just didn't do it. But it's definitely not an every year for me attraction. I'll do it probably once every – now my son, if he tends to like it, we'll do it more. But before I had my boy, it had been quite a few years since we had done it. Probably 2 or 3 years just because it doesn't change that much. You get soaking wet. I understand.
I've never gotten soaking wet on Splash Mountain.
I've gotten pretty darn wet, but wow, that's a big one. It's a heck of a ride too. You would love it. It's such a good ride.
It's the
music,
best
it's Song
ride.
Of the South. It's like, oh, it's an old Baxter classic. Your main man.
I love Tony B.
Welcome to Baxter Classics. I am the Mustachio, Tony Baxter. He's a. I don't know.
You're up, Logan.
All of a sudden, Tony Baxter now sits in a chair in like a velvet sport coat.
Yes.
Narrating
the show. All right. So mine, now I would say since you haven't done Splash Mountain, I'm like flabbergasted.
You want me to go? Because I'm ready.
No, I got one. I got one. I never did, and I have no chance to ever do it again. Officially, I never did the Osborne Lights. The Osborne Family Spectacular Lights. Never did it. Never. Everyone said it's the greatest thing ever. My wife and I I would be in Hollywood Studios during it and go, oh, there it is. But I never stopped.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty sure that's one of those things like Terry was saying, and I wouldn't have used it because I'm pretty sure I've done it.
Yeah.
But it's, and maybe this is for a later thing, but it's like, I know that for a lot of people, the Christmas stuff is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
To me, it's. That's not what Disney's about for me,
yeah.
Is the Christmas stuff. So I'm almost positive because when we were in Florida, when I lived there, we used to go and do all the Christmas stuff.
It's a locals thing for sure. You right. probably did it.
When
but
it was on
but
the
to me, it's like I didn't know it was called that.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of my thing.
Yeah. I remember doing it as a kid when it was like back on the streets.
A residential street.
When it was on like the
right.
Golden Girls house.
That I may have done, but I never did it on the streets.
Knowing your wife and knowing how she gets around crowds.
Not good.
That was probably the best decision you ever made by not going.
Yeah.
Because there are times when you're in Osborne. We were standing in Osborne Lights, and it was like, can I leave? Is there like an elevator just to go away from all these people?
Now, I did have to confess, because the fact that I felt this bad, I went back and I watched a 360 VR, which I tried to, look, I actually would say, those people that are all complaining about Osborne Lights not being there this year, and I understand, it's like your favorite thing ever. You can watch a 360 VR version of Osborne Lights right now on YouTube. I forget which YouTube channel has it. A bunch of them do. I put on my Google Cardboard. I watched the show. It was very nice. Now I feel like I can comment on it. Felt like I was there. Probably not the same experience, but not that
probably
far
better,
off.
Probably better, actually, because there's far no off. Crowds.
So I never did the Osborne Lights. And I'm sure there's other things. I don't think I've officially done like the Festival of the Lion King. But I feel like the one that I have to comment on the most, especially last year of this year, and kind of fake it, was the Osborne Lights.
Well, fair enough. Mine is, this one is probably going to be for Logan the most disappointing.
Okay.
I never did, including the first time and the reincarnation, Captain EO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never and, as a kid? And parents as, like, we're not going to see Michael Jackson.
No, we just never did. And so that is...
I liked him better with Tito.
That's something I've never done, okay. And I know a lot of people love it, and for me, as an Epcotian, a little bit more of a surprise,
Cotian
I think.
Cotian Leviosa.
Right. So, but I've never done Captain EO.
I mean, there was a large gap of time when we would go. And
my level
there.
Of judgment will be if you... Did you do Honey, I Shrunk the Audience?
Yes, absolutely.
Ugh.
I liked Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Yeah, it was great.
I liked Captain EO. I think I only did Captain EO in the reboot, maybe twice.
You and I almost did it one time.
And it was like a 20 minutes.
And we're like, nah. And so I almost didn't have that.
You can also watch that on YouTube and kind of experience the same thing.
Did you know the budget on that was like $24 million?
Yeah, it was really expensive.
Francis Ford Coppola directed it.
Yeah, and George Lucas wrote it. Produced it. So, I mean, it's a... I don't think he wrote it. I'm not sure.
He produced it,
yeah. And all those characters. And I mean, it was for the time, it was a really fun show. Fun fact, I now have Angelica Houston's life mask from Captain EO hanging in my my man loft.
Oh, you're... Abracadabar.
Yeah, if you want to see it, let me know. I'll tweet a picture of it. It's literally just though like a...
It's kind
of
spooky.
Like I bought a bunch of stuff from a prop dealer, and that was one he just had like lying over that was super cheap. And I'm like, that's the weirdest Disney collectible of all time. I'll take it. All right. So, yeah, I guess we should do the others.
Yeah, because we've only been going 10 minutes. So.
Yeah, so I feel like we all... The thing is, you don't have to comment that much on Captain EO. Let's maybe bring back it up, and I'll do the same thing for me, too. What about something that's active that we could go do, and we know we should do, but we've never done?
So we're redoing the exact same thing?
No, I'm saying both of ours are gone.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should pick one, like Terry, and we could do this. We can go do them. We can have our first initial reactions on something we've never done.
Shoot, now that I've thought to have to think about it. Ah. Never been to a water park.
Never? Even as a kid?
We always went to Watermania or Wet n' Wild.
Ah.
Yeah. So I've never done a Disney water park.
I have not been in probably 20 years. That's not even a joke. I haven't been since probably the initial few years of Blizzard Beach. It's been a long
time. I've had the annual passes that have the water park option. Never been either.
I never do those. We never do the plus because we just know it's not. Now, I do feel like as Riker gets older, we will probably do it.
There's a good chance, that you end up doing it sooner rather than later.
And now that I'm rocking a sweet bod after the diet, I'll...
Hey, ladies!
I've
been to Blizzard Beach. Like,
that could be Jerry Lewis. That could have been the Beastie Boys. It's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So if mine would be... I think I said earlier, I've never done Festival of the Lion King at Animal Kingdom. I've never done that show. Will saying that's a lion
I've never even been to Animal Kingdom, so I'm just kidding.
I'm sure there's other stuff.
I think Riker would love that show, so I think...
I know, we just don't go to Animal Kingdom, ever, because...
Upsetting.
No, not upsetting. After our last experience,
is
not
it still
upsetting.
Considered a Disney park? I'm not sure. Like, I think they delisted.
Dinosaurs reopened, now, so there's a chance I'll go. But probably not for a while. Rivers of Light
remember
also.
Remember when Dinosaur was called Countdown to Extinction? That was kind of creepy.
Bill Nye on that ride still? Was he in the ride then? Was Bill Nye in a ride? Do I have a weird recollection of Bill Nye?
Isn't Bill Nye in Figment?
We saw him in the Mall of America.
No, he's not in Figment. There's Eric Idle from Monty Python. We did see Bill Nye, Will and I did, at the Mall of America doing a stage show in the middle of the concourse.
Yeah.
Where they had the first ever WCW Monday Nitro.
Got some distance shots on the old iPhone.
From a distance.
Didn't wait in line to go watch
like Bill
the
Nye.
Show.
You know what's a weird thing? Because I don't think Bill Nye listens. I've been watching and driving everyone crazy with Mozart in the Jungle. The girl who wrote the book was married to Bill Nye for like 6 weeks.
Ooh.
And their marriage certificate came back, like they filed it wrong or something. So they had to redo it. And he just decided, nah. And like,
that's
true
story.
She goes crazy. She poisons his garden. Like it's
in real life?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a real thing.
Rick Warren married them. Yo-Yo Ma played their reception. I just read this entire article.
No, I'm just saying, it doesn't sound like if there's a filing error on a marriage certificate, you're done. No, we didn't really get married.
Well, that's pretty much what he said. He's like, I don't see the need. And then she went crazy, and I'm sure she's going to be... I love this show, so I think I'm on side Mozart lady, but but I don't know.
Yo-Yo Ma.
All right, so now we move on to things we secretly hate, because we want to end positive, so who wants to go first?
I'll start off with...
Go ahead.
It's a fight. I saw mouth moving.
No, Terry went first, the last one. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Secretly hate fireworks.
Just general.
Just, they don't do anything for me, and don't get the whole...
You're not American.
The passion. No, that's the thing. For me, it's just like, I've seen fireworks. I see fireworks shows. The waiting in line to watch the fireworks show, don't really care for it.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I don't, again, you said the 4th of July you're fine with?
Yeah, like watching, I guess I hate the pomp and circumstance over a fireworks show. Like, yeah, New Year's Eve, fireworks. Like, I don't go downtown to see fireworks here on New Year's or 4th of July. And this is supposed to be one of the best fireworks displays in the country.
I'm more against the fact that you've got to go and get a space. And
oh, yeah, I'm all in.
Like,
that one.
Now, when we're driving away from the park at night, it's like, oh, cool, there's the fireworks. Neat. But, nah.
We tend to go see them at Top of the World, so it's kind of a different... It's the going and like standing in line and waiting in front of the castle with people on top of you. That's not my thing either.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that one from that. I understand. We obviously have to tell people.
Yeah. No, I'm watching.
We're going to give you advice because we know a lot of people do love the fireworks, but I think it's okay. I think that's okay. What was your backup? I just want to know.
My backup was...
Because we'll preface this, if that got cut out, was... This may be too controversial for air.
Yeah, it is. My backup was the show at the American Pavilion.
American Adventure.
Yes, because I got really embarrassed by them in the foyer, you know, they do the pre-show.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, I got really embarrassed by them. They were like, one lady was trying to get me to dance with her, and it just embarrassed me like crazy. So I always have this negative connotation of being a child and being embarrassed.
I thought you were talking, we were also told not to go into the show because of, that's for another reason.
Had beverages with it.
Yeah.
That was the only way you could have gotten me in there.
I know.
Drinking around the world and still couldn't go in. So, yeah. That was my backup, and that was safer, I feel like.
Terry.
Mine's kind of weird because it's... I don't even know that it's officially an attraction. It's on the map. It's an attraction.
It doesn't have to be an attraction. It can be a restaurant. I don't care.
It's I believe it's called the African Outpost at Epcot. It's the non-country.
We talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
You secretly hate it?
He secretly hates that it exists.
I hate that it exists. I hate that there's not a country there.
Okay.
It's just every time I walk by there, it's just like, why is this here? Why is this not something great? Because there's like literally spaces for three countries there. And it's just like annoying kids beating on drums.
See, I don't think there's as much space as... You always say there's enough for three.
Oh, three?
I think there's maybe four a country.
If you look at how the pavilions are built, there's...
I've looked at it, though. Yeah, I don't think it's that as much space.
There's a slot on each side of the river there.
I think it would... Because you look at China and how they're all set, that I don't think that it would be, I don't think it's this much space. You could do Brazil and have the Amazon going through it.
Mm.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
All right.
Look at some armchair Imagineering from the Will Haynes today.
No, I actually am an Imagineer. I work there.
It's not a conflict of interest at all.
Guess what, guys? No more fireworks.
He's firing all the show directors for fireworks right now.
My thing I hate, secretly hate, is I don't really like at all the... And I'd say I like the tech behind it, and I like the installation of it, but I don't personally like at all the card game adventure things, mm-hmm. whether it's the Pirates one,
whether it's
the one on the Windows.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it. I've tried it. I don't even like it on the boat. They do the one on the cruise. Again, I get the tech, but I do not like it. My wife and I have never finished it. Again, maybe when my boy is older, I'll do it. But it's like an adventure that you go through. And I know a lot of you guys do the Pirates League and you like all that. But mainly because it's also the experiences are often ruined because I see the person in front of me
someone else doing it.
So it's like, why am I doing this? It just feels like a waste of time. And I don't like it. I would say maybe similar to the Phineas and Ferb one. I've never done that one. That's another thing I've never done at Epcot. But I just, it's not my, I hear rave reviews, and it's something that I can't get.
In fact, last time I was there,
you pick them up outside the firehouse.
There were
the
people who had like collector's books full of the cards from the Magic Kingdom. Like,
oh yeah, people love it.
Like it's a thing.
I liked the firehouse when it was a firehouse where I could buy the weird merchandise that probably never sold, which was the Mickey Mouse fire department themed. Uh-huh. And I still like going in there and looking at all the patches, and it's very cool. I enjoy that part of it, but the game itself does nothing for me. Even though the cruise, well, at least you could say the cruise, you're trying to like kill time.
The cruise one with the Muppets, I kind of enjoyed that one.
I never done that one.
Yeah.
I don't remember
what. The midship detective.
Yeah, I don't know which one we did, but it's another one of those things that's like, it feels like a time consumer that I don't need. If I'm in Magic Kingdom, like, I don't need to kill time.
It's the only time I could think I would ever do it if I was there on New Year's Eve and you're just stuck in the park for the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a thing. It's not an actual.
And I see a similar thing that Universal's done with the Harry Potter stuff with the wands, but at least I feel like that's like one more step interactive. I would not do it as an adult, but I watch kids doing it and I get it more because it's immersive. This just feels very.
It's a part of the movie.
Right. This feels very like one step. Like, all right, I'm doing this. Now I'm moving over here. Another step. So this is not my thing. All right. So should we go to things we secretly love that most people hate?
Oh, it has to be that most people hate, because then I don't know what people hate.
So, Jared, do you know what you find your secret love? Is there something you love that a lot of people like would either give you grief over, or
why don't you start this?
Something that had bad reviews. I'm trying to rack my brain for it right now. I don't know. Terry's kind of, he seems like he's got it.
I don't know if it's a thing that other people hate.
There'd be hate, but
it's definitely not a wide. There's not always a line at this attraction, and I think there should be, but maybe it's just. I'm in the Magic Kingdom, but I love the Carousel of Progress.
Okay. Yeah, see, I feel like that's a good one. Now, among Disney fans, obviously, there's a hardcore following. But among the general public, they're not doing it.
Right.
If you can go into an attraction and it's usually just you, but I understand that. My only grief with the Carousel of Progress is the length of time. It is a long show. How long? Google that, Will. I'm going to Google it. You Google it. I'll Google it.
I'll Googleize it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about that old Sherman Brothers song and the dog on the floor.
I totally get it.
It feels, and maybe because it's a
Walt attraction.
It's a Walt attraction.
It's like Small World for me. Like, I love Small World, and a lot of people don't.
You know what it is? Is it's because
Tiki Room.
It's something that Orlando has. That
21 minutes.
Yeah.
Is it really that long?
Yeah, it's long.
It's something that Orlando has that Disneyland doesn't have any longer.
Right.
And it has that, like, one of the things I love about going to Disneyland is there's definitely like a nostalgia of like Walt's presence when you go there.
Yeah.
With the light on in the firehouse. And I feel like the Carousel of Progress in Orlando is that.
All right. So mine, or do we do mine, or Will, you want to do it?
I'm going to go ahead with the old standby, turkey legs.
Secretly love them.
Love them. If I have an opportunity, I'm buying a turkey leg every time I'm in the park.
I've seen you with them.
I love that. Even as a grown man, I want a turkey leg like right now. I love them.
Is it because you feel like you're like finding your inner Fled Flintstone? Fred Flintstone.
No, I've just always loved them.
Yeah.
Love the flavor. Nice and greasy. And it's just, you know, self-contained meal. You're so full. And you get the tendon part that you're like, what are these weird scrappy things?
That's what keeps me from eating it.
As a kid, there was always the rumor that it was actually emu legs.
Still not really fully disproven.
Yeah. It could be.
Small emu. Big turkey. Small emu.
It's about the appropriate size for a turkey leg.
Is it? Look at a turkey. So, you ever see a turkey that big?
Yeah.
Where?
Saw one at Whole Foods last night. 22 pounder.
Will frequents the turkey section.
Their turkey farm must be big.
Yeah, big old turkeys.
Yeah.
No, I feel like they're loaded with hormones and things.
Yeah, they're not all natural turkeys.
No.
My thing that I secretly love, I don't know if it's a secret, but I think we talked about it, but most people probably don't do, and I almost do it every attraction, would be the Hall of Presidents. It's also a long show.
Come on,
show.
Give us a better one. You talk about the Hall of Presidents all the time.
I know, but it's not a
cop out. Okay. I dug down deep into my childhood for turkey legs.
Okay, give me like 3 seconds to just enter my world of, man, people hate this, but I enjoy it. Country Bears? No.
I feel like Country Bears is probably a, also, you don't have a lot of secrets.
That's the problem.
Secretly love. You're an open book.
The thing is, like, I'm very upfront with my love of Frozen. I'm very upfront with my love of these things. So I didn't think this one out, man. I secretly love Universal Studios. Okay, that's a good answer.
Fair enough. We'll leave it at that. I think it's time for a little set break.
Is it? All right. So we're going to be right back with listener questions with Lynn. We got a whole bunch of them from Facebook, from Twitter, from our Facebook groups. If you have a question or comment, make sure you send it in. If we miss it, if they're like, hey, you skipped my comment, just send it back to me. Usually I take the same ones we get in the day I post. So if you sent it like a week ago and I didn't catch, there's a good chance I just missed it because I have to get all these together and it's hard. It's a different world, man. It's not just an email address anymore. So we'll be back with listener questions with Mr. Lin-Manuel Testa. I want to take a quick break and tell you about our longtime friends now and giant success. I see you're posting all the time. Circa 1955. It is a candle subscription company with themed candles that you're going to like. Smells you know from the parks. Smells you love. Whether it's a smell of a nice Dole Whip or the smell of recycled water. Or like Will, he requested she make the bad body odor one, and she did. It was the grossest thing ever. But I assure you that one's not coming. But Circa 55 is back. Christmas is here. Great way to celebrate. Sign up. Sign your friend up, your family member. And we have a special code for you. If you use the code PODCAST, PODCAST, you get a free candle, a Main Street Marceline candle. Really sweet candle. You'll like it. Smells a lot kind of... smells
like the bakery.
Yeah, like kind of confectionery kind of smell.
Apple cinnamon.
Yeah, it's a beautiful smell, and it comes completely free, extra item if you sign up right now. And again, that's at circa1955.com.
And if you sign up now, you'll get in your next box a fragrance called When in Rome.
Okay.
Which is from the...
what everyone's been wanting. That's what everyone wanted. We got to get him one. The smell of Rome burning.
Rome burning, and the ever-famous popcorn bucket, which you all... can't go to the parks without picking up a bucket.
Well, those are two great smells. I know that Rome one is the one we smelled earlier in the year, and we got to get it to Lynn. But if you want to, or hey, you know what? Buy Lynn a subscription. Circa1955.com. Again, use the promo code PODCAST and thank them for their support of WDW Today. And now, what time is it?
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
All right, once again, we're joined by our good friend that we've never met in person. So I don't know how good of a friend, really.
I tried last week. I tried.
And you were a big trip.
Who tried less? Because Lynn's saying he tried. Terry's saying he tried.
We were yards away from each other. We just could never make it work.
It was, it was the one night, and I think, Terry, you had the offer was free drinks one night, right?
Yeah.
And
you can't make that, come on. Yeah. If I can't make free drinks, I had
an open bar at Raglan Road to offer, and you were.
I was at dinner with somebody who I.
Angelo.
No, please. I would have. just kidding. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of it, but it was, But so a couple of interesting things. I've seen Rivers of Light.
Oh, you're one of the few.
You're the guy.
So you saw it. I saw it. Did it work?
Did you see it night one or night two?
I mean, mechanically, there were no issues. I will give it that.
That's more what I meant. I didn't mean did it work like from a creative standpoint.
No, it needs a lot more work. You're not going to see this anytime soon.
We'll get to that. Some people have asked that. This is a comment from Rebecca. She said, "What's the latest announcement with it being postponed? Any idea when we'll see it?"
So I saw it last week. I saw it less than, in fact, a week ago tonight. Mechanically, it was fine. They've simplified the show mechanically by cutting out 100 of the floats, the smaller floats, and I'm told some other things have been cut out of the show as well. I think there's supposed to be less fire and things like that. Creatively, the show just doesn't make sense.
All right. So, if you've seen World of Color, I assume Disneyland. So it's a similar idea, World of Color, when it comes to the tech behind the projection part of it, but just show wise, couldn't compare them.
Yeah. So there's no real narrative. There's no real story. And part of the problem is, and I realized I heard this from a cast member after the fact, is that the 100 floats that they had cut out were actually supposed to move around and form shapes and colors for the shamans, the priests that are sort of like the one human element of the show, that they were supposed to be moving through the water and summoning these shapes and these colors and things. But without those floats, they're kind of like doing this interpretive dance on the boats that you don't really understand why. So it doesn't really work. So that without the it's really very, very bizarre.
I'm just trying to picture it. It's hard to imagine.
Imagine you've got some new agey, you know, music playing in the background, and you're doing these sort of like half yoga poses, half, you know, moving your hands in a come here sort of way, but none of it really makes sense because there's nothing that's actually going to you. It's not great. And no, I think they need months of rework. This is not a quick fix.
How do you get to be one of the shamans?
Yeah, that's a good job at casting.
Uh-huh.
So. Yeah. I give them all the credit in the world. They were working with literally nothing. It's like saying, you know, you're part of a three or four person act, and then those three people that you're with not showing up the night that your play starts.
Yeah.
So you've got to wing it.
I do want to preface this. So you saw it. They did like two nights of it, right? Or two or three nights of previews for cast and friends that happened.
I saw it with Bob Iger. Yeah,
with Bob Iger. Did you meet Bob Iger?
Would not. He probably did not want to know that I was there.
You and Bob got some beef.
Yeah. Had some had great dinner at Tiffin's, though, before.
Well, that's a positive. I love Tiffin's. Tiffin's is the – was there anyone there?
Great restaurant.
There were actually a couple of people. So, you know, walking through, there were a few people there, actually. It was actually the most crowded I've seen it.
Good.
A bunch of listeners were there, too. So hello to all of our listeners who were there as well. Oh. I split appetizers with them. Like, some of them sat down after we had got our appetizers. So I'm like, here, try the pork. Here, try the duck. Here, try the veal, you know.
So you're very welcoming. See, I think
it was fun.
Our listeners, because I'd get tweets whenever we're in the park. I'm like, I saw you. I didn't talk to you. I didn't approach you, but I saw you sitting there. I'm like,
okay.
It's like, come say hello. Because if not, that kind of weirds me out more. Because that's like, you're staring at me and I didn't know. And just come say, hey, it's fine. No offense to those people who have tweeted me and said they've seen me. I love you all, but I want to meet you. I don't want you to just stare at me and watch my food. Come on.
Come say hi. So if you're a betting man, Lynn, when is this thing really, Avatar going to beat it?
I've heard they're both supposed to open at the same time. By the way, have you guys heard the date for Avatar?
No.
I've heard summer 2017 is the...
About a month into summer, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Is what I expect.
That's not too bad. I did see this something we touched to. They brought back, and one of my friends actually brought it to my attention. I had a back injury, and I think I was kind of off of the Disney web. They brought back the After Hours events that they're happening again, right?
Yeah.
$30 less per person. Still, I think overpriced.
Still expensive. I'm gonna try to do it this time though. I want to see. If it's anything like last time, it looks like the greatest experience of your life.
Laurel did it. Said it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I could rationalize it at a $99 price point better than I can at a $119.
Right.
Price point.
It is a little. It's definitely. It seems oddly steep still, but they are back. It's running in January and February, I believe.
Select dates.
So yeah, just go to the website and you can find it out there. Let's do some questions. All right. Beverly in Newcomb. No, not Newcomb. That's her name. She writes, I want to try a signature meal that we haven't been to on our next visit, staying at Bay Lake Tower. We've been to California Grill and Gico. What would you recommend for a nice dinner? Was thinking maybe Narcoossee's or Citrico's, but open to others.
Definitely like Narcoossee's. It's a little more casual, I think, mm-hmm. than Citrico's. I like Citrico's quite a bit. It's also a little bit noisy. I would actually add Tiffin's to that list. I think Tiffin's is fantastic if you're going to be in a park. The reason why I would say Tiffin's is once Pandora opens, you're never going to be able to get in.
Good point.
I was kind of sitting there late, you know, Tuesday evening, saying, you're telling the people who were there with us, like, we should enjoy this because a year from now, it's never going to be like this again.
Yeah.
Like,
Point. If you guys haven't seen it, it's pretty much where the entry point to Pandora will be, right?
Yeah, you will walk right by the side of it as soon as you get there. Yeah, so let's see. But what else do I like? I like Artist Point quite a bit. What else is?
I would say Artist Point Yachtsman's for sure.
You know, I was going to go to Yachtsman's last week, and then I didn't. I'll probably go next time we're there.
If you like steak,
yeah. I mean, they have a lot mixed at Artist Points, personally. That's just my opinion.
Artist Point?
I've had mixed. I've had some good, really good ones. I've had some...
You know, if you like wild game, you're going to love Artist Point, because those are the things on the menu that are great.
Well, that may be the reason.
Right. No, but yeah, like they have like venison egg rolls that I think are fantastic. The bison's fantastic. Kind of egg roll.
They do a great mushroom soup. The cheese board is good.
I guarantee I've eaten weirder things in an egg roll and didn't know.
Yeah, I guarantee you have to.
Meow. Yep. All right. Well, hopefully we helped you. Any other last suggestions?
I think those are good choices there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Epcot. You got your old standards. Your La Cellier.
I ate a coral reef too last week.
Oh,
I haven't been.
How was that?
For dinner. So I had eaten lunch there a couple of times. You know, it was fantastic. Actually, the food was way better than I thought it was going to be. The entree prices were reasonable. Service was excellent. Got a great table. Yeah,
I've also had some pretty mixed.
But that's not signature, though, is it?
No, it's not signature. But, you know,
it feels like it.
Yeah, if you want a special. The other thing, too, this was interesting. So we had a 7:30 reservation, walked out at like 8:30, and the place was completely full at 8:30. Like every seat was taken, and, you know, the long hallway that you walk along to sort of the waiting area, completely full. Oof. Like there were people that were going to sit down for dinner at 9 p.m.
We want to eat with those fish.
Yeah,
they want to be there and see the moment where, you know, Corey and Topanga had a moment in Boy Meets World. Never mind. Moving on. All right, who wants to take the next question?
Kurt wants to know: do you think Disney will ever build another e-ticket that isn't a direct tie-in to a quote box office breaking end quote IP?
So a non-movie related or TV related e-ticket attraction? I think they will, but I think it'll be a while.
Well, yeah, never is a long time.
Right.
But, you mean in the next 10 years? I would.
No.
So domestically in the next 10 years? I can see them doing in Tokyo Disney Seas, doing a.
Yeah.
You know, something. But domestically, no, I don't think so.
I think you might possibly see something in Epcot in a country somewhere that's not tied.
Because
there's.
Yeah, if they make announcements at Epcot and they're not.
I know it's coming up and they're both IP related.
Right. We got probably the Remy.
Remy, and then something for Japan.
We'll see what it is. Hopefully Big Hero.
San Francisco.
Oh, God, I would love it. All right. We'll just see.
So Eric wants to know, I'm not even going to try his last name.
Eric Wildgroob. That's a great name.
Okay, Eric Wildgroob wants to know, how are the Noob Express buses that pick up and drop off inside the park supposed to work? How does one bus drop off at each park? Are there designated buses for each park?
Yeah, we covered this a little bit last week. And Lynn, have you done it or known someone that's done it now?
No, it just started when I was there.
Yeah. So we went over it. Go listen to the last episode. But they pick up in different locations within the park, I believe every half hour is the is the concept. And
20 minutes, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a great service. We didn't talk about it last time because it had not been announced yet. They announced it right after our episode on the new offerings. But what do you think about this service?
So I spoke to someone who was involved in designing it. The specific intent is for you to avoid the security lines.
Yeah.
That was it. I can see how that would make sense during very crowded times of the year. If you've got a car, obviously it doesn't make as much sense because you still have to figure out where your car is for things like that. Also, depending on where you're going and how close an Uber driver is, it may not be the fastest or least expensive option. But that's that'll be interesting. I get the no security idea. We'll see how it works out. I kind of wish they had an option for annual pass holders.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the big bummer.
Yeah.
Well, and see, my kind of theory behind why they don't is that it's annual pass holders theoretically have more opportunities to get back to the park. And so having it for an individual that's just there on a park hopper, one, the park hopper, because it's tied to that, is also key. But, you know, if you're there, then it's your one trip. That's a good way to maximize your time.
Yeah, I want to try it. I've said it last week. I want to try it, especially with my kids, not having to deal with car seats and all of that, but be able to still drive and stay off property. But I would have to plan that whole, like, all right, are we going to start in the day at Magic Kingdom? How are we going to do it? Or do I say the final boat, the final park I leave, I'm going back to the TTC or whatever I need to do.
The other problem with it, you know, is if you're going from one park to another, it kind of doesn't make much sense, right? Because $15 a person,
right?
And running every 30 minutes instead of every 20 minutes for the other buses, you know, I'm not sure. And if you're actually going from park to park to park, the thing you got to ask yourself is whether you're spending more time in transportation than you are on rides.
Yeah, I'm curious, man. I see the pluses to me as a dad with kids that going in and out, the park hopping is very difficult right now with the security and with all that situation. And someone who now recently went to Universal and dealing with the fact that you go through security once, airport style security, and then you're done.
Yeah.
There is that big relief that happens when you're inside. So I kind of get it. I'm going to try it out, but I understand your opinions for sure. But all right, let's.
I do like the fact that you're dropped off kind of deep inside the park.
Yeah, I do too. The 3 o'clock beat writer wrote, "Hey, is Lynn Testa going to the Drunk at Disney BYOCB show monorail bar crawl on Saturday? I would assume the answer is no, but Lynn, are you going to be there?"
Nah, didn't know about it till just now, and actually, I've got plans for Saturday.
If I'm there, which unlikely I will be, but if some reason I am, I will give a shout out to those guys. Drunk at Disney, super nice, came out to our DLP Fest, great guy. And the BYOCB show, I've been on before. I did an episode. You can go hear that. It's their only clean episode ever, I believe. Yeah. But it's fun, and those guys are awesome. Whether you're a fan of their show or not, they're doing a monorail crawl this Saturday in celebration of their podcasts, and they're just their group, and it looks like it would be just a blast. So I think I retweeted something about it, so go
and
find
it. It's not $200. So.
It's as much as you want to spend, I believe, so it's good to go.
It could be $200.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Special thanks to our presenting sponsors this week, KingdomStrollers.com. Go to their website, KingdomStrollers.com. Don't lug that stroller with you. Just book it. Check out the other items they have. They mentioned water. I think get some water from Kingdom Strollers. I've done it before. KingdomStrollers.com. Also, circa 1955. Remember to use that code PODCAST, and you get a free Main Street Marceline candle. Smells great. I have one in my office. Again, that's at circa1955.com. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we'll see you on the next show.
A song and a street to turn.